I think I'm going to keep this to remember Nikolai by. He says, yeah, I don't suppose it's anything anyway. He said, no, I'm going to really keep it. And finally they finished up cleaning, and when Skeeter came back to his room, Jackie was quite sad too. Skeeter looked at the bottle. He said, Jackie, see what I got? He said, this was something that Nikolai invented. He said I could have it. I asked him once if he left anything. He said, I could have it. He said, what is it? He said, I don't know. He said, just a bluish green liquid of some kind. Skeeter started to take the lid off. He said, don't take the lid off. He said, why not? He said, because you don't know what's in it. It may be something poisonous. He said, yeah, Jackie, I guess you're right. He said, knowing Nikolai, it could be something real powerful. Jackie says, yeah, keep the lid on. He said, don't break the bottle. Little did Jackie know, or little did even Skeeter know, that in the bottle was the spirit of Moshele, or Nikolai. Skeeter did not open the bottle. He put it away in the bottom drawer with the rest of his junk. There was knives with broken handles, rocks, string, candles, pencils, just anything you could name, corks, anything that you could find. Jackie looked down. He says, Skeeter, why don't you throw that junk away? How dare you call that junk? I said, that's valuable junk. Said, well, why don't you throw that valuable junk away? He said, Jackie, he said, that's the only thing I own. He says, well, I'm glad I don't have all that junk. He said, someday, Jackie, I may give you some. No, thank you. So the next few days, the boys were getting very busy, taking tests. The end of school was nearing, and tests were quite frequent. But one evening, right after they finished supper, there was a crowd of boys around the bulletin board. And of course, that always meant big news. Skeeter looked over at Jackie, said, yes, I want to know. He said, okay. He crawled through all the feet, and there on the bulletin board, it said, Dormitory A is responsible for the spring program. It will be Friday of next week. Skeeter scratched his head, what? He crawled through all the feet. Jackie was waiting. What did it say? I didn't understand it, Jackie. It said that Dormitory A is responsible for the program, the spring program. Oh, yeah, each year they choose a dormitory. I guess it's our turn this year. It says you have to put on a program in the spring for, you know, just before school's out. He said, and was the spring outing up there? What? He said, what do you mean? He says, well, some of the upperclassmen were telling me, he said, we go down on the forks. He said, where the two rivers cross, he says, on the plateau down there and camp and stay overnight. He said, really? He says, yeah, that's what I was told. He said, but what about this program? He says, I don't know. So that evening, there was a knock at the door. Come in if your nose is clean. The door opened and there stood Hugo Barnes. Hi, Hugo. Hi. Skeeter looked at him. He said, come in, you can. He says, thanks. Hugo sat down on the bed, so did Horse. The bed sagged. He said, I think you guys are kind of heavy. He says, well, he says, we have business. He says, Skeeter, go down and get Mike and John and Bowie and the rest of the guys, okay? He said, if you say so, boss. He said, I'm not a boss. He said, I'll do it, Hugo. He ran down the hall and got all the boys, and finally they crowded into Jackie's room. He says, the reason I called all of you together, I'm in charge of Dormitory A, as you well know, and we're supposed to do this spring program. He says, any of you have any suggestions? They all looked at each other. He says, no. He says, well, we've got to do something. Last year, I think it was Dormitory G put on Robin Hood. It was pretty good. He said, yeah, we could do Robin Hood. I just got through saying they did it last year. Oh. He said, well, maybe we could do something about knights. Sir Arthur the Knight or something like that. No. Finally, Skeeter looked around. He said, "Wow, we could always do Little Red Riding Hood." Everybody laughed. Boy, he said, "Little Red Riding Hood?" He said, "I'm just joking." He said, "Oh, I should hope so." Finally, Hugo Barnes looked over. He says, "Wait a minute. Wait a minute." He said, "That's not a bad idea." "Really?" He looked around the room.
Horton, what do you mean, Hugo?
He says, "Look." He says, "We do Little Red Riding Hood." "Oh, come on." He says, "Yeah." He said, "We sort of make it like a comedy. Guess, for instance, now who do you think would be Grandma?" Everybody looked at each other, and finally their eyes all stared at Horace.
"Oh, no, you don't."
"So you'd make a perfect Grandma."
"I'm not going to dress up like a grandma." He said, "Big eyes, better to see you, it's my dear."
Hugo looked at him and said, "That's great."
"I'm not going to do it."
"You're going to do it."
"Well, okay."
He said, "That's great. Now, let's see. Now we need Little Red Riding Hood." Everybody slid down. Skeeter began to crawl under the bed. Hugo looked around. He says, "Let's see, we need some little fellow." He looked at Mike. "Ah, oh, no, you don't." And he looked around. "Skeeter." He said, "I'm not here anymore, I left." "Oh, I thought, hey, come out of there." Hugo reached down and grabbed his foot and pulled him out. "Presenting Little Red Riding Hood." "Oh, no." "Oh, yes." He said, "You're a great Little Red Riding Hood." "Oh, I'm not going to go out there and skip around the stage." "Then we need a big, bold woodsman." He said, "I guess I'll do that." He says, "And then we need a little deer. And you meet these animals in the woods. Let's see, Mike, you be a little lamb." "I'm not going to be a little lamb. Meh, meh. Cut it out." "And let's see, we might have a bear, yeah." He says, "Brandface, you could be a good bear." I said, "I'm not going bear." "I didn't say you're going bear, I said you're going to be a bear." "Oh." "Hey," he said, "and that's great." He said, "I'll write up a few scripts." And he said, "I think in the attic there's a lot of costumes." Jackie says, "Wait a minute." He says, aren't the other boys going to make fun of us?" He says, "They won't know it till they see it." And he said, "They'll think it's great." Skeeter says, "It smells." He says, I don't like it." He said, "What am I supposed to do?" He says, "I'll tell you." He says, "We'll meet for rehearsal, let's see, today, let's see, I'll have something written day after tomorrow." He said, "In the meantime, go get your costumes." So after they left, Skeeter said, "Why did I open my big mouth? La da 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 da, Little Red Riding Hood, here I go skipping through the forest." Jackie laughed. He says, "You know, you make a pretty good Red Riding Hood." "Oh, cut out." He said, "What am I going to wear?" He said, "Go up in the attic." He says, "Come on, let's go up there." So several of the boys he met in the hall went upstairs. Skeeter loved to go through all the junk, and finally he found a hat that looked real nice, but it was green. He said, "Jackie, this is wonderful, but green Little Red Riding Hood?" He says, "Well, paint it red." He said, "Yeah, that's a good idea." He said, "Look at this skirt. This, oh, Jackie, look, this knitted red skirt." I said, "That's great." And he said, "Here's a little jacket." Jackie said, "It's darling." "Cut it out, Jackie!" He said, "Well, get the stuff." And they found some old shoes, and finally they carried all the stuff down to their room. Skeeter looked over. He said, "Jackie, I'm going to go downstairs a minute." He picked up the green hat and left. He went down to the shop, found the cans of paint, opened one of them that said red, and started to paint the little bonnet that he found red. And he finally got it all painted red. Finally, he started upstairs, put it on, and looked in the mirror. He said, "Jackie, how do you like Little Red Riding Hood?" Jackie says, "Oh, great, just great." He said, "Thank you so much." He took it off and put it over on the chair, and when he looked in the mirror again, he saw blood all over his face. "Oh, Jackie! Oh, Jackie! Oh, my dear friend, I'm dying." He said, "I'm bleeding."
He said, goodbye, goodbye, oh cruel world.
And he lay down on the bed. Ah. Mogai stood there, very strange. He said, Skeeter, are you really hurt? He said, he took his fingers and smelled it. He said, Skeeter, I'm dead, Jackie, don't talk to me. He says, why? He said, the blood, look. He said, that's the paint. Oh? I knew it all the time, Jackie. He said, you're supposed to let the paint dry. He said, oh. He said, how am I going to get this stuff off? He said, you better go get some turpentine and get that off. He said, you got it on your bed pillow, too. He said, you're going to catch it. The next day was the rehearsals. And Jackie and Skeeter and Bowie and Brandface and Horace and all of them started to do the rehearsal. They had a scene where Skeeter was going through the woods and he meets the bear and the lamb and the woodcutter. And then they had another scene where he finally arrives at the grandmother's, and there was Horace dressed with the bonnet and big long dress. Said, I'm not going to do it. He says, get in that bed. He says, Hugo Barnes, get in there. Okay. He crawled into bed. Skeeter skipped up. Hello, grandmother. He says, I'll clobber you. He said, now, grandmother, how is that a way to talk to your little Red Riding Hood? He said, Hugo, he said, I'm gonna. He says, keep quiet. He said, we've got to get this done. So finally they got through the scenes. And as they rehearsed, especially in the first scene, Hugo Barnes, who stood there with his big, bold chest sticking out, because he had no shirt on and a big axe and his big muscles bulging, as Skeeter was hopping through the woods, he had to go around the stage a number of times to pretend that he was on his way with a basket of goodies. As he was going around rehearsing, he'd stick his hand in and start munching goodies, and Hugo would slap it. He said, cut that out, that's for the real thing. He said, well, I got to nibble a little bit. He said, I'm going to nibble you right in the shins in a minute. He says, you. And as he watched Skeeter go around, he noticed that in the back end of his skirt, the red skirt, there was a piece of yarn hanging out. He says, Skeeter, are you going to wear that the night of the play? He says, sure, it's the only one I could find. He says, you know, I have a strange feeling. He said, this is going to be a real great play. Skeeter said, what do you mean? Oh, he says, nothing at all. He says, Skeeter, how many times are you supposed to go around the stage? He said, well, I thought by me two or three. He said, well, I changed my mind. I think this scene is going to be so great that maybe you ought to go around about five times at least. He said, if you think so. Well, if you think so. He said, yeah, I think that's going to be great. So the next few days, word got to dormitory G and some of the other boys, and every time they'd see Skeeter and the other fellow, they says, hey, how's little Red Riding Hood? Skeeter said, you cut it out. He said, I'm going to, and he'd look around for something to throw, and then they'd start laughing, and then they would run. Skeeter sometimes would chase him. He says, boy, that's going to be something. Skeeter said, you don't need to come if you don't want to. But that evening of the final performance, even the headmaster heard what they were doing. And when Mr. Woodward told him, he said, Dormitory A is presenting Little Red Riding Hood. He said, oh, that's what? He said, a Little Red Riding Hood. He said, I suppose that's Hugo Barnes' idea. He says, no, sir, it's Skeeter Hoyt's. Well, that's worse. He says, what? Why would they put on such a little? He said, that's for kindergartners to put on. He said, they're. He says, well, sir, I think they're going to do something a little bit different. Well, they better do something different. He says, I'll be wasting my time. Finally, when the boys all gathered in, Skeeter was backstage, Jackie was stage manager. He peeked out through the curtain. He said, gee, he said, they're full of kids out there. Jackie said, what'd you expect? Teddy bears? He said, I wish they were. He said, I look so silly, they're going to all laugh at me. He said, it's supposed to be a comedy. He said, stop peeking out there like a little kid. He says, get ready. Hugo Barnes came around. He said, all right, places. He says, curtain in a couple minutes. He peeked out. He said, boy, he says, Mr. Woodward's out there. And he said, all the teachers, and He says, Skeeter, I don't know. Maybe you were right. He said, I know I was right. He said, I don't know what we're going to do. He said, we're going to make fools of ourselves. Big fool Skeeter. Jackie said, you can say that again. Big fool, what do you mean? He said, Curtin. Hugo Barnes yelled, Curtin. He said, I'm scared. Just get out there. Out on the stage, as the curtain slowly pulled apart, they had artificial trees. They had a little lamb. Of course, it wasn't a real lamb. It was Mike under the lamb skin. And they had a little bear. Skeeter came out onto the stage. Of course, all the boys from the dormitories knew who it was. They began to laugh. Yay, Skeeter! Skeeter looked at him and smiled. He said, I guess I'll go to Grandma's house and take her some cookies. And of course, everybody thought that was Skeeter. It was funny. And he started skipping. And on the way, he met the little lamb. What a sweet little lamb. And he began to pet it. And then he pinched Mike's face. Cut out. He said, you sweet little lambie. And then he pinched him some more. Mike got back and kicked him in the shins. He said, cut it out. And finally, Skeeter kicked him in the shins. Sweet little lambie. And as he went around, he talked to the bear, and he talked, and finally he came to the woodman, which was Hugo Barnes. Where are you going, little Red Riding Hood? I'm going to visit my grandmother. I'm bringing her some cookies. That's very nice. He said, but I'm afraid the wolf might get me.
Oh, he won't get you as long as I'm around. Fear not, little Red Riding Hood.
And as Skeeter began to leave, Hugo Barnes took that little thread from the knitted skirt and wrapped it around the axe handle. Skeeter started around the stage because that was supposed to represent the long distance to grandmother's. And as he started around the stage, the skirt began to get shorter and shorter and shorter because Hugo Barnes was twirling the axe handle and he was wrapping it up on the axe handle. About the third time around, it was up to his knees. And Skeeter, as he went by Hugh, he said, it's getting kind of chilly in here. He says, yeah. He says, go around a couple more times. So Skeeter started going around. Now it was way above his knees. And of course, the boys in the audience were just screaming, yay, Skeeter! Skeeter thought he was doing so great. He'd smile. La, 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 la. This is the way we go to Grandma's house. And the skirt was getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And finally, his shorts were showing. He was going around the stage, and the boys were screaming. They thought that was the funniest thing, and Hugo Barnes could hardly keep from laughing, and he was twirling his axe handle. And finally, the last time around, Hugo pulled the last thread from the skirt, and Skeeter was going around the stage, la, 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 in his shorts. As he passed Hugo for the last time, he said, it's getting awful chilly in here. He said, it's all right. He said, you're doing great. He said, look at that. You think it's great? They're yelling and screaming. And he said, they're laughing themselves silly. He said, is it that funny? He said, oh, it's funny, all right. He said, I wish you wore knitted shorts. So Skeeter said, why? And Hugo could hardly keep from laughing. And finally, Skeeter looked down. He, whoa! He tore off the stage as fast as he could go. And Jackie and all of them were rolling backstage. He said, that's great, Skeeter. He said, how did you ever think of that? He said, that Hugo Barnes. He said, I'm going to get him. He said, I'm going to get him. He said, I'm not going to go out there like this. He says, you have to hear. He says, pin this on. And they grabbed an old red scarf and wrapped it around him and pinned it on. He says, get out there. And they pushed him out on the stage. He said, I'm not going out. And they pushed him out. And he ran back. And finally, they threw him out again. And Skeeter had run back off stage. And pretty soon, he'd come flying off stage. And of course, the boys thought that was funny to see him go off and then flying back in. Finally, the second, they pulled the curtains on the first act. Skeeter was mad as he could be. He said, I'm not doing this, Hugo Barnes. He said, I ought to use that axe on you. He said, me out there in my shorts. He said, it was great. He says, look, they're still rolling in the aisles out there. He said, really? And as he peeked out the corner, he saw the headmaster holding his side, just roaring with laughter. He said, hey, he thinks it's funny. He said, it was. He said, that was great. He said, well, okay, if you say so. So they went to to the last act where Skeeter comes into Grandma's house. And he knocks at the door, and there is Horace in bed with the big nose and the big ears and the long dress and the bonnet. Skeeter knocks. "Come in, Little Red Riding Hood." Skeeter said, "Hello, Grandma." And of course the boys in the audience yell, "Atta boy, Skeeter! Yay, Skeeter!" Skeeter bowed to him. Jackie from the wing says, "Get up and get going." "Grandmother, I bought you some nice cookies."
"Yeah, that's real nice."
"What did you say?" "I said that's real nice." "Grandma, your voice is changing."
"Is it better to tell you something with?"
"Oh, oh." He walked over. "Grandmother, what big eyes you have."
"Better to see you with, my dear."
He said, "Dom Nut, you're a dear, you big old hunk of nothing, you horse." He said, "Cut it out. You're not supposed to say this." Jackie was backstage. He said, "Skeeter, get on with it." And finally, Skeeter said, "What big ears you have." He said, "Better to hear you with, my sweet." He said, "I'm sweet nothing." And finally, Jackie said, "Skeeter, come on." So as Skeeter turned, the wolf dressed in the costume jumped out of bed, and he was supposed to jump on Skeeter. Skeeter knew, and he jumped to the side, and Horace jumped and jumped onto the table and crashed it. Skeeter said, "My Grandma, what are you doing?" And finally, Horace got so mad, he said, "I'll show you what I'm doing." And finally, as he started, the dress got hooked on the edge of the table, and it ripped it off. And he was running around without his costume on. He had just his other clothes on. Skeeter started laughing, and pretty soon the little lamb came out, and finally it just was just one big wild scramble. Everybody doing everything else. Even Hugo came in there, was supposed to kill the wolf. And finally they pulled the curtain on the last act. Skeeter said, "What a mess." He said, "We're really gonna catch it now." And finally Hugo says, "Yeah." He said, "That was terrible." He said, "We're gonna really get it." Finally, they saw, as they looked through the curtain, the headmaster and Mr. Woodworth coming down the front aisle. Hugo says, "Uh-oh, this is where I get it again." He said, "And it's my fault." He said, "I shouldn't have listened to you, Skeeter." "Listen to me?" He said, "I didn't tell you to do this." Finally, they saw him come up the steps. "Hugo Bonds, come here." "Yes, sir." "Skeeter Hoyt, come here." "Yes, sir." "Jackie Anderson, come here." "Yes, sir." "Mike, come here." "John, come here." "Bowie, all of you, come here." "Yes, sir." "Sir, without being disrespectful, sir, may I apologize for the..." "What?" "Nothing, sir." He said, "I want to tell you boys," he says, "I've never seen a performance like this in my life." He says, "I've never laughed so much in all my life. It was the funniest, the silliest, the most hilarious thing I have ever seen." He said, "Imagine Little Red Riding Hood in something like this." The boys' eyes widened. "You liked it?" He said, "Like it? Those boys were rolling in the aisles. Mr. Woodward, did you like it?" "I sure did." He said, "It was ridiculous, it was funny, it was hilarious, and the part, whoever thought that up, of Skeeter in the red skirt that got shorter and shorter as he went around the stage." He said, "You liked that?" He said, "I thought it was funny." "Yeah, that's why we put it in there, wasn't it, Hugo?" "Yeah, that's why we put it in there." He says, "Well, I want to congratulate you boys. You did an excellent job." "Thank you, sir." "And Hugo, I'm proud of you." "Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you." And they left. Skeeter just about passed out. He fell back in a chair. "Whew. I thought we were going to really get..." "Was it good, Jackie?" said, I think it was good. I watched. And he said, the kid from the other dormitory, he said, those kids, especially those new kids from dormitory G, he said, but they were cackling like old hens in the front seat. He said, yeah. He said, I thought we even had chicks out there somewhere, the way the town did. So as the boys left, they started to go across the campus, and every so often, they'd hear someone yelling from way across, hey, Skeeter, tell Little Red Riding Hood, hello. He said, okay, I will. He said, it was great, Skeeter. Thank you, thank you. And finally, Skeeter went to bed that night feeling that out of almost a disaster, at least he thought so, came this ridiculous and hilarious play of Little Red Riding Hood. The next few days, there was much talk about it, but the end of school was nearing, and the thing that everybody was looking forward to was the campout down on the river plateaus where the two rivers met. And one evening when they finished classes, there was a bunch of boys looking at the bulletin board. And of course, everybody almost knew for certain what it was. Skeeter said, you want to know what it is, Jackie? He says, sure, but I think I know. He says, go ahead and find out. So he crawled on his hands and knees. And it was the announcement of the outing over the weekend, the week before school was out, where all the boys would go down to the river and camp out. Skeeter got on his hands and knees, crawled back. He said, it's it, Jackie. He said, it's a camp out. It's a camp out. Skeeter spread the word as they ran upstairs. Hugo stuck his head out. He said, hey, what's going on? He said, haven't you heard? It's a camp out.